You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
Because you think you know how good Jesus is, but as you continue to grow in Him, you're going to find out He's way better than you ever thought. And there's stuff that you don't believe right now that you're going to believe. I'm telling you, and there's stuff that you think is a big deal right now that you're not going to think is a big deal later on. Because it's going to take you a long time. And by the way, guys, we get to spend eternity searching out King Jesus.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
All right. Hello, everybody. Blessing and peace on you. Troy Brewer here. Oh, wow. Banging up my brand new Breedlove, which comes all the way from Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah. And I love that guitar. It's a nice guitar. Guys, today you're going to be hearing from us through something that is actually a podcast. And you can listen to this podcast on TroyBrewer.com. And we always air these on Fridays. And guys, we are backstage here at Open Door Church, and I have my good friend is with me here today, guys. Brother Byron Easterling is here.
Yeah, I am.
Good to see you, man.
Thanks.
I'm glad you're finally out.
Hey, you know.
And also, too, man, you brought with you the same guy that you brought with you the last time.
I did, same guy.
Right. Yeah. So how do you know this guy, Brother Ron Martin? How do you know him?
Boy, 1990.
Early 90s.
Yeah, 20 years at least.
Okay.
Through a group called CNET. Okay. It was based out of Southampton, England, and Crystal and I were a part of that group. It was an association of churches,
right,
and ministries.
Yep. And so many cool ministries came out.
Oh, yeah,
totally. I mean, we're talking about crazy cool stuff.
Yeah. Really, really a cool time. And that's he was in school at that, or maybe just graduated.
Actually, yeah. No, it was probably more late 90s now that I think
about
it.
You need to get closer to that microphone, man.
Sounds good.
There you go.
And yeah, late 90s, because I would have graduated and then met you and was going to a church there, River of Life.
It was just one of those.
You know, I used to go to Southampton a lot because I had a great friend that was from there. I don't know. Did you know Phil Lloyd?
Absolutely.
Did you know? Okay,
yeah,
so
right on.
So yeah. Phil David Lloyd, and I was thinking that you did know
him.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know that brother passed away last year, right?
I did. Yeah.
I was on a tiny island called Curacao, and he called me, and he said, "Hey, Troy, I think I'm about to go see the Father." And I was like, "Really?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "You don't think that you're going to beat this cancer?" He goes, "God's not talking to me about that." And he said, "He's talking to me about he's ready to do this with me, this with me, this with me, and this with me." And he goes, "I think they're all heavenly things."
Wow, that's cool.
And I was like, "Really?" And man, we spoke for like an hour and a half. Of course, he called me Collect. You know, that's David. Thank you, Phil Lloyd. And you know, here I was in Curacao. Anyway, we talked, and that was the last time I spoke to him. I look forward to seeing him again. But I know that so many cool ministries came out of that environment.
Yeah,
it was amazing that you were actually a part of that.
Yeah, we were actually living here. We were, well, up the street a ways in Fort Worth. And we, that church was involved, Steve Fish, Convergence.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know those guys, of course.
So, wait a minute. So Steve Fish was involved in all that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I love Steve Fish.
Yeah. So, and there were a couple other churches in the area that were involved at the Metroplex area, throughout the Metroplex area, just a few. And that's when the apostolic leader, Tony Morton.
Okay, yeah.
He came and just said, "Man, Graham was coming here." Graham really started coming here. Graham Cook. Don't try to be too familiar there.
It's okay. It's all right.
and so there was kind of an empty spot in Europe. And so Tony said, "Would you come over and travel with me and get to know a bunch of our churches and different groups and just maybe be a prophetic voice there?" And so really we started with them in about 98. And in 2003 is when we really just hit it strong and headed over to Europe and was spending 6-8 trips a year.
Cool.
There, several months out of the year going over there. And
Okay, so you've already triggered this whole thing about being a prophetic voice, right? And we're literally, right now we're talking to, I have no idea how many, the numbers of people, but I know that we're talking to every kind of demographic that you can imagine within the body of Christ that, that love to listen to Christian radio. Obviously, there's probably some other people that were just switching the dials or whatever and just came across like, what are you talking about? But I just want to just say to whoever is listening, that there is a very real need for a greater presence of a prophetic voice within the body of Christ. And there has been a big shift, and there's a shift that has actually taken place. And I'd like for you and I to spend a little bit of time talking about the importance of prophetic things and what God is speaking and how God is speaking.
Yeah, that's great. It definitely is, and it's looking at it maybe from a little different vantage point, that it's just not one guy standing on a platform. Yep. It's different than that. It's I find a lot of people call it discernment, but it's really just the revelation of God.
There you go.
The revelation of God, and it's more of an umbrella. And there was a man that passed away a couple of years ago, and a very strong prophetic voice, by the name of John Paul Jackson, well respected within his community, a fire starter in many different ways, but he always talked about the as an umbrella, revelation umbrella.
Okay.
That there were many different facets of revelation of God, and that could be, and he included a lot of the gifts in that, because how can you operate in a gift without the Holy Spirit?
Come on.
I don't think you can. I mean, they're given by God, so how can we say the gifts aren't operated by the Holy Spirit and in the unction and the flow of the Holy Spirit? So if you have a gift of hospitality,
yes.
Are you not walking in the power of the Holy Spirit? Are you not walking in the
yes,
you should be?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we only have about 1 minute until our first break. But the bottom line is, I think the first thing that we're talking about is demystifying.
Absolutely.
The fact that this is a legitimate move of God that belongs to all Christians. You know, Paul said, you may all prophesy one by one, right on. And to actually come down from a Charlton Heston kind of a look to this thing,
right.
Maybe even to more of a Pee Wee Herman kind of look. You know, where it's just that it's like, well, you know, I'm just out here, you know, serving people. I don't really see that as a prophetic gift. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, man, you're demonstrating the heart of King Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what prophecy always does.
Testimony.
Okay, guys. Listen, guys, we only have about 20 seconds left here. As you are listening to my good friend Byron Easterling and I, we're backstage here in the studios of Open Door Church. This is actually a podcast that you can plug into all the way in at troybrewer.com. I'll be right back with you in about 34 seconds.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
Son, hello everybody. Back at you here from the studios here at Open Door Church, my good friend, Brother Byron Easterling. And before we continue any further, hey, if somebody wants to write you hate mail, how do they do that, Byron?
Okay, well, they write it in care of Troy Brewer. Byron Easterling, or really the best way is bhhinternational@gmail.com.
bhhinternational@gmail.com.
That's it.
Okay.
That's,
and what does BHH stand for?
Build His House.
We are
it's a nonprofit that we focus on creating excellent housing for widows and single moms.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay, yay, yay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so we're talking about prophetic things. We're talking about prophetic gifts. And I was sharing with you a while ago, you know, during the time that we're actually recording this, it's just a few days after Hurricane Harvey has come across and just laid waste to the Texas coast, which was only 5 days after the Great American Eclipse, which was only 4 days after the first of Elul.
Yeah.
And the timing of all those things, God Almighty is speaking, God Almighty is screaming something. But the Lord God Almighty did not send the hurricane. And this makes all my religious friends so mad. I'm talking about it infuriates them that I will say God is not in the hurricane business.
No.
He's in the redemption business.
Yeah.
But the Lord will actually employ a major event that gets everybody's attention, and He'll actually speak through that.
Yeah.
And so So, but the problem is, you know, we've always said, well, all things prophetic, that belongs to that weird, scary guy that goes up to the mountain and he comes down and he has to talk in King James, right? Yeah, he has to be really scary. And by the way, he has to be mean. In the South, if you're prophetic, dude, you got to be mean. Ah, I see a spirit in you. You got to do all that baloney that I just can't stand. But what's real? Explain to us just the heart of the Father when it comes to prophetic things and how that, what does that look like in the day-to-day lives of just common Christians?
Wow, that's good. That's a great question. For me, it's, you know, what does it say? Prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
That's right.
So what is Jesus? Jesus is the embodiment of all aspects of love. So prophecy is an aspect of love.
Wow.
So there is nothing, there is no facet or character of love that is not within Jesus. So whatever love, whatever bit of love, he's completely engulfed. And so therefore, prophecy, because it's the testimony of Jesus, is an act of love. It's an act of encouragement, and that's what it talks about. It's an act of encouragement.
Excellent.
It brings hope. It brings edification. And so... It's much simpler than what we think. It's hearing from God. That's all it is.
Yes.
It's hearing from
yes.
God. It's that
yes.
simple.
Yes.
It's just
that's right.
It's
yes.
just I today, you know, I talk to so many people and they talk about I was in a quiet time or I was sitting peacefully with God and I was reading the Bible and they'll say things like and God said to me.
Uh-huh.
But then when you talk about prophecy, they're going, oh, no, I don't believe
yeah,
in prophecy.
Like, no,
and I'm
we
like,
don't do that.
Well, then what was that? Because God just spoke
right.
to you.
That's exactly
so,
right.
So call it what you want. Call it God talking to you. Call it discernment. Call it whatever you want. It's just the word. Don't let the word become, you know, that word prophecy. Don't let that steal away the truth that Jesus talks. He speaks to us.
It's the Lord conveying his heart to us, and it's the revelation of what it is that he's saying to us. It's that unveiling. It's the ta-da, right? Yeah. Whatever that is. You know, everybody asks me, you know, that word apocalypse, you know, it's like, man, that word is so misused today. You mm-hmm. know, the word that we get from Revelation is actually the word apocalypse. When we think of apocalypse, we think of zombies going around killing everybody in our culture. Zombie apocalypse. It's the worst
right.
thing that can happen. But all it means is the Lord going, ta-da. He's showing you something. It's an aha moment. Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And that's prophecy.
Yeah.
And that is a part of every single Christian's life every day, or at least it should be.
Yeah.
Right on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that one of the things, though, that prohibits us from actually living from aha moment, or I should say from revelation to revelation, or from deep to deep, or here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept uh-huh. to precept, from faith to faith, faith cometh by hearing the word of God, is we don't have a culture set up for it. Mm-hmm. That the culture... The culture of believers has to be okay with, hey, I need to know what God is speaking to you. I need to know what God is speaking to you. And I need to know what God's speaking to me, because the Bible says we prophesy in part, or we receive special parts of those aha things.
Yeah.
And I need your part.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you need my part.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I love about that is it always makes me think of a spiritual, what I call the spiritual gifts color wheel. And it's like each gift is given a different color. And so if prophecy is red and, you know, intercession is, let's say, yellow, well, when you mix those two, you get a new flavor
Excellent.
And brand
yep. Yep, yep,
of
yep.
the gift being expressed. And then if you were to throw worship as maybe one of those on the spiritual wheel and mix that, and you mix those two colors. So when you mix the different gifts together, even with the prophetic, then you're going to get prophetic evangelists, you're going to get prophetic worshipers, you're
yeah.
going to get prophetic intercessors.
Excellent.
And everybody's going to have their own flair to it. But that's part of the beauty of it all, I think.
So one of the things that's actually prohibited that so many people from growing in revelation of Jesus and having this intimate thing in the secret place of their life, right? That's the whole thing of circumcision of the heart literally means being in covenant with God in the most secret place within your whole life, right on? And saying, I know God is talking to me about this, and the Lord is talking to me about that. One of the biggest is that we've got this stigma of what a prophetic person is supposed to look like, and we have a stigma of what the role of prophecy is. The role of a prophet is to come down and to point their finger and say, in 40 days, everybody's going to die. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, no.
That's right.
So the role of the prophet is the same as within all the gifts, right on, or all the fivefold gifts, is to demonstrate the heart of Jesus within a way that is Well, with prophecy, it's whenever we get back and we only have like 30 seconds left.
Okay.
Man, can you believe how fast that these segments go by?
Yeah.
Man, let's talk about culture.
Okay.
Right on. And all right, guys, my friends, you're here in Troy Brewer, and I'm in here with my good friend, Brother Byron Easterling. And we're backstage here behind the studios, or we're actually in the studios behind the stage at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. And my friends, we'll be right back with you unpacking prophetic gifts and prophetic speech in 31 seconds. Hello, my friends. It means so much that you're listening to me today. Hi, this is Troy Brewer, and I'd like to invite you to troybrewer.tv. It's your backstage pass into all things Troy Brewer, including all of my conferences, my teaching series, my School of Prophecy, my School of Ministry, and exclusive content with special guests. Join me at troybrewer.tv. Okay, everybody, I'm back. And we're doing podcasts today, and podcasts are so much fun. I love this environment.
It's very chilled.
It is. No, it's cool. We're not afraid we're going to mess up, which is really cool because we know we're going to mess up.
And we have editors.
There is no telling. My poor son, Brother Benjamin Brewer, is in the booth in there. Ben, do you ever have to do any editing of your dad?
No, I never.
All day, every day. That's what they say. God bless him. Well, the DNA test is still out, okay? I'm just kidding. So that's something my dad tells me all the time. I'll tell you something else my dad always tells me. He always says, "You're out of the will." I'm like, "You've been telling me that for 40 years." Or I'll tell him, "Dad, I just wanted to call to tell you I love you." He's like, "You're in the will." I'm like, "Okay." Every time he tells me I'm out of the will, I'm like, "What? I'm not going to inherit your vast empire? The empire of Bill Brewer?" Oh, my gosh. I love you, Dad. I know that you're listening. Anyway, guys, you can listen to this podcast and many others by going to troybrewer.com. Now, guys, we're in here talking about what does prophecy look like, what do prophetic gifts look like, and what does a culture of prophecy look like. Mm-hmm. And I want to just say that the Bible says one of the things that people mess up when it comes to prophecy is they think that they know what prophecy is as far as a method, and prophecy is not a method.
Mm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's not just a certain look. In fact, the Bible says that the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The voice of the Lord is upon the many waters. And people don't understand the difference between the Word of God and the voice of God.
Mm-hmm.
So the Word of God is His heart, and the voice is what He employs to project His heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that could literally be anything.
Well,
but what's real is God speaks in a very unchurchy voice.
I hope so.
Yeah, he does. Yes.
Most of us wouldn't understand.
He does. I mean, it's a hard voice to follow. But I mean, and that is offensive to religious people because they're like, well, unless it's got, kind of a stained glass setting, what if God just spoke just through a movie? Well, yeah, he does. What if God was to speak through a billboard? What if God was to speak through the timing of something or the numbers on your receipt or whatever?
Yeah.
And the answer to all that is yes.
Yes. Yeah.
The answer to all that is yes. So the only thing that's keeping us from hearing God speak in remarkable ways is, are we willing to speak whatever language that he's speaking?
Mm.
And why should we care the accent of his language, right on, if we are people that are actually going after his heart?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Well, what I think about is cool is that he knows how to speak to each and every one of us in the way that we need to be
listening.
That's what makes it real. Because you've got people who are sort of the loud, obnoxious people, and you've got other people who are the quiet, reserved ones, but he knows how to speak to each person in a way that they will hear. So we don't have to worry about, I don't think, that process of learning because he wants us to learn to hear from him.
Well, we have to believe that he doesn't hate our humanity.
Yeah.
And he doesn't.
That's a big one, isn't it?
And that's part of the culture that has to happen. We have to believe that God does not hate our own humanity. So if we're together just as guys, right? God's not mad at us for being guys. He's not mad at us now. You guys are like fast approaching 70. I'm like closer to 30. And even though there's a vast age difference between all of us, what's real is whatever level we're all at, God will meet us in that place to deliver his heart to us.
Yeah.
And he's not mad at us for being in that place.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, I think that part of the culture of being a prophetic people is to believe that God wants in on your everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On mm-hmm. every part of your life. Absolutely. Not just your, of course, your church life, but your everyday life.
Everyday life, just to be able to... I think we make it so complicated. We make the whole listening to God complicated. And that was a part of that culture back 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when prophetic was really starting to come out again. And it had to be what it was. It had to be from the front. It had to be expressed in some way. But we were just talking with a young lady who has a very strong gift of hearing. But the problem is we all have a strong gift of hearing. Nobody doesn't have the strong gift of hearing because we have the Holy Spirit. That's how can right. we not be strong listeners That's of God right. and hearers of God? And we were talking to this young lady, and we were talking about her work and how she could bring her revelation into her work. And I said, your work is your revelation. Amen. It comes through you, Amen. And it's just a part of who you are. That's how God has made you. It's like where you are and what you do and how you've been made, the very spiritual DNA of what you are, that gets to express itself. I'm not going to reach the people that they do. I'm not going to be able to, first of all, if I was a teacher, you'd have a bunch of flailing idiots.
Tess, who needs Tess?
Yeah. So wherever you are, I'm not going to reach those people. I'm not going to be able to touch them the way you do. And the way your mind thinks and the way God made you in both your heart and your mind and your spirit, and that comes out of who you are, and just releasing that and staying in touch with the knowledge that the power and the presence of the Holy Come Spirit on. Is engulfed around us at all times. The Holy Spirit dwells within us, and He is around us, and He's never going to change that.
And the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, I think around verse 20, it says that the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world, even His eternal power and Godhead, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. He's like, you get all this secret knowledge from just looking around at the things around you of where you're actually at.
Yeah.
So listen, we just have just a few minutes left. I want to just, what would you say if somebody is listening, like, I really want to hear God speak. If you say I can hear God speak, how can I hear God speak? Mm. What would you say to people?
Oh, wow.
I think the first thing is pay attention. Learn to pay attention to the thoughts going through your mind.
Be watchful.
And the thoughts going through your heart. Because, and that is a huge thing of a prophet is, what do you see? What are you hearing? And then taking that risk and step to step out. I learned the prophetic the strongest during Monday morning prayer times at a church I was going to. I would go every Monday at 6:30, usually with a lady named Becky Castle. And we would get together, and we would just be praying for the city. There was no prophetic intent to it whatsoever. But it was during those times in a one-hour setting that I'd be preparing what I was going to pray next, and then she would literally say the exact phrase I'm thinking.
Yep.
And there would be this synchronization that would happen. And that brought an incredible confirmation to what I was hearing and when I was hearing.
I see.
And then you begin to feel as well those sort of ebbs and flows of the Spirit and those simple. And it was all just a Monday morning prayer time. But it was paying attention to that and learning in that environment, and something that wasn't even intended to be prophetic turned into something prophetic.
Well, my friends, I want to encourage you guys to go after this in every way that you can. And Brother Byron, you actually have some kind of resources that you're offering to help know the Father's heart. What does that look like?
We have a brilliantbookhouse.com has a book that I wrote called Dream Big, Dream Often. But we're actually doing an ebook version of that promotion right now. And if you go to ByronEasterling.com, go to the shop and you'll see Dream Big, Dream Often. And when you check out, we've given a 60% off for a reason. And you just put in on the code DBDO60.
Wow.
Dream Big, Dream Often 60. DBDO60. And it's a $5 book. We're taking it down to $2 because we're trying to get a house finished in Nicaragua.
Outstanding. Well, brother, Thanks, bless that. And I want to say thank you, both of you guys, so much, man, for joining me today. Hey, this has been a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Always.
Yeah.
We're always having a good fun. Well, here comes the music. There's the music. And boom. All right, my friends. So that's all the time that I have for today. Guys, this is Troy Brewer, and you're listening to Experiencing Real Life. And this is a podcast that we put out at troybrewer.com. And in the meantime, while you're at troybrewer.com, I want to encourage you guys to sign up for my free daily devotional. And there's a prophetic word for the day that goes out, a prophetic direction for the day. It's absolutely free. While you're there, you can also find out about my next conference that is coming up here in the month of September. And it's called Looking Up, and it's on how the heavens declare the glory of God. And guys, we're going to be talking about, oh my goodness, man, we're going to be talking about the September 23rd sign in the heavens, the sign of the Son of Man that shows up. We're going to be going through all the major constellations and how the story of redemption is within all those things. And you can find out how to participate that either in person, or you could also be a part of the special pay-per-view event right there at troybrewer.com. Hey, well, I still got you guys on the radio, man. Can we just pray for everybody? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Man, you want to go ahead and lead that?
Yeah, Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your revelation voice. For your revelation voice, for the voice of God that just comes and speaks into our hearts and our minds. And we know it. We know it. When a shepherd calls his sheep, they know his voice.
Right.
And we know your voice,
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
And thank you. And release that. We release that in abundance, Father.
Yes.
We ask you to pour it out on the earth in greater abundance.
Yes. Father God, I want to lift up every single person, God, that is hearing. And I thank you, God, for giving us a heart to know you, as your word says in the book of Jeremiah. Father God, sir, give us a heart to know you and cause us, God, to recognize your voice. And I love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, this is a good day.
This is a good day. Ron, it's so great to have you, Brother Ron Martin. And my friends, if you live anywhere here within the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, I double dog dare you guys to come out to Open Door Church this coming Sunday at either 9 o'clock, at 10:45, or at 12:30. And if you can't join us live, you can also join us online. Guys, we do a streaming event that's absolutely free. Hey, guys, just get plugged in. Find yourself a tribe that is going after the heart of Jesus. And my friends, listen, you can absolutely be too churchy, but you can never be too Jesus-y. Keep going after Jesus. Keep going after him. My friends, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye. Hello, my friends. I know that you're fully aware of the incredible devastation that has happened on the coast of our beautiful Texas. And I want you to know that there's a large and complicated rescue operation that's underway in Houston and all along the coastline right now, and Troy Brewer Ministries is a great big part of it. If you're outside the affected area, I'd like to give you some options to help us. Number one, we have actually sponsored a swift water rescue team of professional people to go down there, and we are fully funding that. You can stand with us in that. We are building and sending multiple feeding teams of people that are cooking tons of food and then feeding all of our rescue workers and the people who actually need help. We are collecting and dispatching truckloads of food from the Open Door Food Bank. My friends, if you want to stand with me in this, you can go to troybrewer.com, click on the donate tab, and you can designate it towards the disaster relief of Hurricane Harvey. Let's answer this evil with goodness. Go to troybrewer.com.